Hello?
Yes, Mr. Coleman, please.
Yeah.
Hi, Mr. Coleman. It's Mark. I'm the person that's doing the book on the on Kiner's Corner.
Uh-huh.
Is it a good time to talk to you tonight for about 5 minutes?
How long you talk?
About 5 minutes.
Okay.
Okay, so first of all, before you were ever on Kiner's Corner, did you know much about the TV show at all?
No, I didn't, no.
The game that you were on, do you remember who came and got you and where the studio was and anything about it in particular?
Not upstairs at the Polo Club.
Do you remember your reaction the first time you walked into the studio and saw the set and the cameras and everything?
Yeah, uh-huh. It was new to me, you know. I done my first time up in the major league. And everything was new at that time, you know.
Now there's been some stories, and Ralph had made one story about you appearing on the show, and I've read someplace where it didn't really happen. So the Ralph Kiner story goes that he asked you, you know, what your wife's name is and what she like. And according to Ralph, you answered, Mrs. Coleman, and she likes me. Did that ever happen, or is that something that Ralph...
No, it never happened, no.
Were you ever able to speak to Ralph about that, and why that story became, like, such a legend?
No, I never did, no. I lived in New York a long time ago, you know. been on 50 years.
Knowing that he's a Hall of Fame baseball player and how humble he was as an announcer, you know, looking back on it, does your appearance mean more to you now than it did back then?
Oh, yeah, sure. But at the time, I didn't know I would talk to a Hall of Famer, you know.
Yeah.
You know?
So now, every guest back then, every guest at the end of the appearance would get some sort of parting gift. Do you remember what you got for being on Kiner's Corner?
At that time, no, none.
Oh, you didn't get anything from being on?
No, anything, no.
Oh, wow, years later they would give cash, they would give, like, watches, so you got nothing?
No, at that time, way back then, there was nothing.
Nothing at all. So,
Not at all, man.
What was your favorite part about being on Kiner's Corner?
I won the baseball game for the Mets.
Oh, you won the game that day?
Right. We were playing Cincinnati in New York at the Polo Club. I got a base hit, you know?
Right. So you drove in the winning run against
right,
the Reds?
Right, uh-huh.
And so that was the coolest part about being on it, the fact that you actually won the game. And back then, the Mets didn't win many games, right?
Uh-huh.
All right.
All right, then.
Appreciate it. Thanks so much.
All right, then.
All right. Bye.